Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest today, Pastor Jimmy Rogers. Welcome, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Pastor Jimmy, can you share a little bit about yourself with our listeners today?
Okay. I want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. Woman of God, I've known you and your family for such a long time, and I love you from the bottom of my heart. And just to invite me on your show to have me as a guest, I really appreciate and I honor you even the more for it. Thank God for this opportunity again. Just want to say that I am the fifth generation of pastor, born and raised in Akron, Ohio. I kind of take the slogan from LeBron James. He said, I'm just a kid from Akron. I have been pastoring now in the city of Akron going on 8 years at the Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church. When I was a younger man, I was filled with the Holy Spirit at the age of 7. And the Holy Spirit, I just was enveloped at an early age, began to speak in tongues, began to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so in my mind, I said, the way that the Baptist church was run, I would not be fit for the Baptist movement or the Baptist denomination. And so all of my life, I kind of went a little closer to the Pentecostal side. The apostolic anointing was on my life. And so I said to myself, I don't think that would be a good fit. Well, my grandfather came out of the Church of God in Christ, born and raised in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He was part of the Pentecostal movement. And when he was a younger man, I did not know this until later in his life or later in my life, that the Lord gave him a revelation that God sent him into the Baptist denomination in the 50s. He was ousted by a lot of the family members and a lot of his friends because he was in the Pentecostal movement. But he said the Lord called him in to that movement. And it wasn't until I began pastoring that my mother and my family members shared that with me. My grandfather, the late Reverend Dr. William K. Hawkins, had the largest church in the city of Akron in the 50s and 60s in the African American church. And he was the pastor of the Greater Bethel Baptist Church on 404 South Arlington Street in the city of Akron, Ohio. He had a self-help and rehabilitation center for the drug addicts. He had a restaurant. He had a senior citizens complex. He had a gym in the school. They marched from Robert Street into the largest facility at that time for African-American people at 404 South Arlington Street. And he still shouted. He still danced. He still praised God, spoke in tongues. And they had a nightly broadcast, and a lot of people around the area came to that. Well, when the Lord allowed me an opportunity to go into ministry, the Lord gave me some of those same mantras, the same, I won't say mantra, but the same attributes. He would say to me, I have a calling on your life, and you must do what I'm commanding you to do. And so he called me into the Baptist church, and I said to myself, I could never be in that arena, in that area, in that denomination. But the Lord said, you don't tell me what I'm going to do.
That's right.
For you. And wow. So I said to the people that asked me to come in, I said, I come speaking in tongues. I come shouting and dancing. I come praising the Lord. Is that okay? I can't change who I am. And they kept calling me back, and I've been the pastor there going on 8 years. Mm. Yes, ma'am.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Pastor Jimmy, looking at the world today and the shape that it's in, how can you encourage the people in such a dark world today?
Well, I believe, and that's such a wonderful question, I believe that the Lord is our deliverer. The Bible tells us in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. A lot of people are looking for a salvation from another, and they won't be able to find it because salvation comes in through and from God. It was the psalmist that wrote, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord." There are a lot of people that are looking for self-help. They're looking for books and 12 steps. They're looking for all kinds of answers, but I have one answer for them, and that is Jesus Christ. The Bible said that he is, and the Bible tells us God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And what they have to learn how to do is find the answer. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would open the door, I'll come in and sup with him." So there's an opportunity, and it's waiting right there at the door. All they have to do is open the door. There's still hope. That is the motto of our ministry. 86 years of existence, Good Hope has been in, and our motto is there's still hope. There's someone that can come in broken, disheartened, disfranchised, just mentally messed up, physically, emotionally, relationally, spiritually, financially. But if they realize that there's still hope, and that God still has miraculous power, they can come out of anything, woman of God.
That is so true. I'm reminded of the scripture. I can't recall it. It says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Things may change, and the way this is out here changing, but he's still the same. He's still working miracles. He's still healing, and he's still saving. The people just got it, like you said, there is still hope for the world today.
That's right.
Pastor Rogers, how are you working to spread the word?
Well, woman of God, we have been diligently preaching the word and singing, working on a few projects right now. One of my major accomplishments, or one of the things that I'm most proud of, is our YouTube achievement. I'd say since 2006, the Lord has given us a motive to reach on another platform, and that was YouTube. As of this date, we have over 42,000 subscribers and over 32 million video views on YouTube. You can find us on the World Wide Web if you dial in to Kingdom Minded Ministries on YouTube, and you'll find some of everything there. And my greatest desire is to bless the people of God, to carry on the bridge between generations, to let the young people know about the good gospel music of the era of Mahalia Jackson and Thomas Dorsey and James Cleveland and those various artists that are now gone to be with the Lord, to give them an opportunity to hear what that music sounds like first and foremost, and also allow them, those of that generation, the baby boomers and those that were in Korea and World War One and World War Two, to hear their music. YouTube has become almost a time capsule to restore some videos and things and some opportunities for people to bridge that gap in gospel music. And just love to interview and love to share my love with the world.
Pastor Rogers, that is amazing. I hear you do great work. Of course, I know you personally. Can you pray for our listeners and for our country, our nation?
Absolutely. It is my pleasure. Being a servant of the Lord and humble to even be a part of this great platform, woman of God, I want to start by saying this world is in a dismal decline. But if they can hope in the Lord, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer, but if they can hope again in the Lord, woman of God, again, just I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would bless this awesome woman of God and the platform that she's reaching the world and the saints on. I ask, God, that you would continue to bless the Neville's family, the Stringer family. I ask, God, that you would cover them by your blood. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the power that you've given us. The Bible says in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I've given unto you power to tread and trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy." And this is the part I like about it, Lord. You said, "Nothing shall by any means hurt us. Father, I thank you even now for the President of the United States. You told us to pray for everybody, God, even those that have rule over us, to pray for all men. You said that men ought to always pray and not faint. And Father, I pray for this President that you would save him so that every decision he makes, God, is from you. Every move that he makes is from you. God, touch Youngstown and Akron, and I ask, God, that you would touch Ohio and touch every state in these United States, God. Touch every capital, touch every country, touch every continent, God. Touch the world, God. You said in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, to them that dwell therein. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you would cover, that you would just touch every individual, God, calling on your name. And God, we thank you for an opportunity for those that don't know you. Hallelujah. You said to compel men to come. And Father, we pray that this platform and various other platforms are being placed in the atmosphere, God, is an opportunity for those that don't know you to know you. I pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus that they would receive that you are. You said they that would receive you have to receive you, God, in spirit and in truth. And I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that this platform and various other platforms would be available for them to receive you. He said that they have to believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Father, we need a move of the Holy Spirit. We can't make it without you. And we thank you for the glory of God, even right now. Father, we thank you for the power that you have given us to stand. And even at a day like this, we know that you are our helper, and we wait your coming. Father, we thank you even now. We wait earnestly for the crack of the sky to appear. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask even now, God, that you would, even as the word says, descend with a shout, and we're waiting for your appearance. Hallelujah. On that great day, and you said, hallelujah, that the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and they that remain, hallelujah, shall be caught up to meet you. And we're waiting for that day. Father, we're praying for everybody to be ready. And Father, we seal this prayer now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Bless you.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.